New York culture with real New Yorkers. Joan Hamburg, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
Welcome, everyone, to the Joan Hamburg Show. And settle down, because Faith Popcorn, who is a founder and CEO of Faith Popcorn's Brain Reserve, which is a futurist marketing consultancy, and Faith started this company, hard to believe, but I think it was 1974. She's written books. She's like a trend oracle. And the minute we read the latest food news that Amazon is taking over Whole Foods, I thought, well, we've got to go call Faith. And a lot of things are going on in the world. And is this really going to have an impact on the way we shop for what we eat? Good day to you, Ms. Popcorn.
Hello, my favorite person, Joan Hamburg.
Well, we have to tell everyone we met as wee girls, and she was really a wee girl.
Well, we were both wee, and we were working in an advertising agency, and then we realized advertising was over, and then we left.
Yeah, but you at like 24, 5 years old said, come on, this thing is done.
Right.
Got to start my own company. I was like a jerk because I said, oh, you're wrong.
No.
You were right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take one look first at the world of food. Well, you know, we now have all these meal kits. You were one of the first ones. I remember you telling me a zillion years ago that this is what was going to happen.
Right. So, talking about prepared food, I mean, you know, nobody has time to cook. Nobody wants to cook. You have 75% of the women working, men are working, you know, kids are busy. So everything is, you know, finished meals, home delivery, but that's just the beginning.
So what's going to happen?
Well, specifically, let's talk about, you know, how brilliant the purchase of Whole Foods is by Amazon, Jeff. It is genius because right now, you know, we predicted probably in 1988 or 90 that supermarkets were done, that, you know, where the guys that used to own supermarkets used to say, oh, that's where women socialize. And they go, have you ever been to one of your stores?
Exactly.
I mean, they're dirty, they're rat infested, they're full of germs, they're disgusting. And, you know, the only decent, you know, supermarket was Whole Foods. And with Amazon taking over, it creates a perfect, I don't know, storm, I guess you'd say, and it makes our prediction absolutely 100% correct that this is the end of Walmart, of supermarkets, everything. All food will be fresh and beautiful and home delivered. The prices of Whole Foods will come down because of Amazon's.
So you're not going to go into these markets. How are we going to do all this?
It's going to be on Amazon.
We're going to buy it the way we buy stuff on Amazon.
Yeah. And everything's going to be fresh and gorgeous and guaranteed. And if you don't want to make a salad, the salad will come to you. If you're having a dinner party, the whole thing will come to you. If you're having a dinner party and you'd like somebody to help you serve, that will come to you. If you want to have a party, you know, a kid's party, the whole party will come to you. Curated, perfect, done, home delivered.
So how long do you think this transition is going to take?
You know, everything's fast. So I'm saying that we'll see all the food coming home within 6 months.
Wow.
It's not going to be 6 years. It is so done.
And what is the impact, especially in Manhattan, not necessarily in a lot of places in the country, but, you know, you and I could walk any block and there's 2 million gourmet boutiques and takeout food. What's the impact on all that?
Well, you know, actually, I think the very fine takeout places, can still exist because there's something to walking by, smelling it and taking it, at least for the near term.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you have an income of 100,000 plus, you might like want to like, you know, walk by and get it. But for most of the population and most of the country and even in New York, you know, you are going to order it all. And there'll be refrigerators in apartment buildings that will hold it. Or we talked about this in the Popcorn Report, which you have to remember is 1990, where refrigerators would back up to a wall and you would stock them from the back from home delivery.
I'm talking to Faith Popcorn, who since she was a very young girl started a business called Brain Reserve, and she ended up predicting for major companies, whether it's soft drinks or dog food or pharmacies, whatever, what the future was going to be and what direction they should go in. Now we're, hard to believe, we're almost done with 2017, but you started talking about something called microclanning.
Mm-hmm. Microclanning are, you know, small groups of like types, so, you know, who hang out together. But looking further down the road, and somebody's already talking about this, is called the Stentrode Project. And that is when you're going to think, gee, I wish I had, I'm going to run out of half and half, you know, tomorrow. And, oh, I forgot to get hors d'oeuvres. I'm having some people over. And bang, it places your order direct from your brain.
What?
Yes. And they're already talking about that. Mm. So I don't know if the technology is there yet, you know, but it's starting to be. And, you know, everything is going to be, the screen is going to disappear. I mean, it's going to be much more direct contact from, you know, chip inserted in your brain to, you know, ordering or connecting or whatever it is.
But you know what? It sounds wild. However, we thought when Faith Popcorn started with futurism, which, by the way, is the gift to pick out trends. So whether it's the environment, whether it's business, whether it's human behavior, it makes a huge difference because this is what affects our lives. And if you're in business and you know what trends are going to happen, suddenly that translates into opportunity. But don't you think with everything that's going on, we live in a very different world? Anxiety seems so prevalent. You know, I was just at something the other night, and one of my friends, one of the most stable people you've ever met, said, she was talking about how anxious she is. Her kids are so anxious. She said, I literally started taking medication. I said, no, not you. Like, why? She said, I was having awful anxiety about everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, 3/4 of the population probably, is certainly in big cities, is on a SSRI like a Lexapro because the anxiety is so high. Now, here's the thing, and here's the future of pharma, you know, pharmaceuticals.
Right.
We are finding, and it's becoming legal in many, many states now, that marijuana is the greatest cure for anxiety. You know, different strains, not to get high, but to get less anxious. You know what I mean?
Right.
And in states where marijuana is legal, pharmaceuticals are 11% down.
That's interesting.
Yes.
So how are they taking this marijuana? Are they smoking it? Are they
vaping it?
They're what?
Vaping. You know, it's an oil in a little e-cigarette.
So they're,
So they're not getting the bad effects of inhaling.
Right.
And it's a part of the marijuana that's not the high marijuana, but the anti-inflammatory part of the marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And it is going to be, I mean, early investors, I was at the Javits Center, they had a marijuana expo. It was wild. It's like the wild, wild west. And so many funds are starting, you know, investing in startups. It's like the internet boom all over again. A lot of people, you know, companies will fall off, but some will make it. And those are going to be the big returns on your investment.
It's just extraordinary. But how do you control something like that? They just came out with some study about all the accidents in places where marijuana is legal. Because even though they may not be stoned, their judgment is impaired.
That's actually, I didn't read that article, but even the governor of Colorado said that his ideas about marijuana, he was a very strong, you know, staunch anti-marijuana person, oddly. And he said, you know, his studies show that it causes fewer accidents than drinking. You know, so you don't have prohibition because people get in a car drunk, right?
Right, of course.
And you don't, like, make marijuana illegal because some people abuse it and get in a car. You know, so I think, and I think also curated marijuana, the different strains for different effects, We're also seeing microdosing. So as you know, the competition in the workplace is very, very tough now. 40% of workers will be replaced by robots with 2022.
You know, which is really, it's interesting. I was just going to ask you about that. And that is a scary trend because there's no question that's going to change the way Americans work. And that is another reason to get hold of something to reduce your stress. How do you stay competitive with a robot?
So one of the things are brain implants that boost your connectivity and your intelligence. We're seeing people use microdosing of LSD when they go to work, or Serta or Ritalin, to boost their performance. There's going to be a lot of performance boosters, both physiologically and mentally, for people to stay ahead and keep their jobs and compete with the perfect robot who knows everything and can do everything, never gets tired, and doesn't ask for a raise.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see with employees who... One salary, especially these days when companies are cutting back, doesn't seem to do it. So if you're giving a lecture to an up-and-coming workforce or people who are even starting out, what do you tell them? Two jobs? Three jobs? How should they be thinking?
Well, actually, a big trend is not working for one company, but having, you know, the gig economy, which is having five jobs. And actually becoming, you know, a multi-entrepreneur, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. You know, having fun. So that's one way to protect yourself in the near future, is to have different skills and have your own, you know, websites and, you know, your own jobs, your own work, your own company.
Are people going to be, you know, everyone makes fun of Americans saying they work all the time, you know, unlike the French or some other groups. Are we going to be working more or less? Are we going to take time sort of to smell the roses?
No rose smelling.
What?
Actually, we're going to be, you know, a couple of companies are coming out with aroma, like machines that measure your mood and pump like rose smells into the room, or lavender or whatever.
Uh-huh.
No smelling roses. People are working 24 hours times 7. They're not sleeping. They're on all the time. One is economic, but the second is that our brains are being rewired to move faster and faster and, you know, need less and less sleep. So Arianna Huffington saying it's nice to get, you know, 9
right.
to 10
She's
hours.
She's the big sleep guru
the
now.
Sleep guru. And on the other hand, you know, we're struggling to survive, and we're turned on all the time.
Yeah, it's so strange. I'm talking to Faith Popcorn, who is a futurist with a leading company that advises companies, businesses, people. It's called Brain Reserve. Talk to me about retail. You can go into any store and hear a pin drop
retail
unless
is dead,
tourists
yes.
are here.
But I'll tell you where it's going. I mean, I don't think people want to go to stores anymore, either, you know, retail or otherwise. They're ordering everything online, and they're going to do more so with, you know, a lot of VR and IR, meaning mass customization. So, you know, you'll be able to see your figure, you know, on your computer and try different clothing on and see how it looks.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to be able to look at it in your environment. How will I look in that dress sitting at my desk? Oh, it's too creasy. Oh, it doesn't look good. I'm going to try something else on.
And that's going to happen.
That's
so
happening.
Are we going to have department stores?
No department stores.
No department stores.
Sorry.
That's very
sad. We're going to have virtual department stores.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put on, you know, your goggles, and you can wander through department stores all over the world.
Wow.
And buy stuff.
So let me ask you a question, Madam Futurist. Does it pay to send all our kids to college?
College is over. No, it's
college
doesn't.
Is over.
What yes. Especially liberal arts. People, you know, should be training for a particular skill.
Mm-hmm.
So back to apprentices. So we still need, for a while anyway, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, maybe veterinarians for a while. Doctors are going to become technicians. Doctors are over because we're going to be, you know, have implants where a doctor can look at a screen and monitor, you know, the sugar and adjust mm-hmm. for it. Let's say if you have diabetes, long distance, you won't need an MD degree for that. You'll need a tech degree.
Yeah, how interesting. So unless you want to be an academic, and as you say, colleges are over, where are you going to be an academic?
Online, you know, school courses. Harvard has big courses online. The actual physical environment, I think, is going to, you know, fade away.
Well, a very interesting time. I look forward to talking to you again. The one and only Faith Popcorn, founder and CEO of Brain Reserve. And she's been right, I don't even remember the percentage, over 90% of the time. Is that accurate, my dear?
That is accurate. And if you come on faithpopcorn.com, you'll see all our predictions and our trend bank, 17 trends that predict what's next.
Are you optimistic?
I'm different.
Okay. That's my old pal.
Okay.
Take care. I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.